Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions. And now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Welcome to The Real McCoy Show on Blog Talk Radio. We're excited that you are joining us on today. We are going to be talking about healthy power all month long. That is our topic for the month. And we have some great tips that Coach Anna will be sharing with you on today. But before we get started, I want to encourage you, if you're listening to us for the first time, to visit our website at www.womanactnow.com. Find out more about our organization so that we can be there for you as you continue to move forward in your dreams, visions, and ideas. We are a coaching organization, and we want to help you execute. So I want you to give us a call at 877-751-5700, my extension is 407. I'd like to talk to you more about the organization as well as give you a promo code for a free 30-day trial. So, again, you're watching Woman Act Now Radio, and today we're going to be talking about healthy power. I want to welcome you again to the show for those of you who just tuned in to our live broadcast. If you're listening to us and you do want to watch us over the Internet, you can do so. Those of you who are WAN members can do it by going to the homepage of the Woman Act Now site. For those of you who are listening to us, you can visit Ustream.tv and look up Woman Act Now, and you'll be able to view us there as well. So I want to welcome our master coach to the call on today so we can get started on healthy power. So welcome, Coach Anna.
Well, thank you very much, Shana. Hello, everybody. I'm excited about today. Let me tell you, I hope you can hear me well because today we're talking about healthy power. If you were on our 15 Minutes to Destiny call, you heard about being an agent of power. I'm going to continue to talk about that, but I wanted to really just seek the Lord on your behalf today because I think this is such a critical area of not just doing some, you know, how you eat right, count your calories, all of those kinds of things. All of those things are what I call the surface issues or the symptoms of an unhealthy spirit, mind, and body. You know, we see the evidence of being unhealthy. Mm-hmm. You don't have to tell me I am unhealthy. Mm-hmm. You don't have to tell me I need to exercise. You don't have to tell me I am eating the wrong food. Mm-hmm. So today I want to start off our month talking a little bit deeper. I want to go another level down into your heart to talk about who you are. Again, when we think about healthy, you know, one of the root words of healthy is heal. And I want to talk about healing and what it means. I know you have a perception of what healing means because it is often a pursuit of yours if you are in need of healing because you may be suffering some kind of pain, some type of issue. In your body, in your mind, or in your spirit. So you begin to seek for the result of having, of what we call healing. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk a little bit about the word heal, and then we're going to talk about health. But what I want to start with is to define for you what I think we perceive health to be. So this is going to be just an intro. I'm going to take my time today. I'm not going to go too fast, so if you know anyone who is sick right now, who is unhealthy, who needs an answer perhaps, who may be an overeater in their lives, may be bulimic, may be a number of these things, I want to talk a little bit about health today from the standpoint of heal, H-E-A-L, okay? So healthy, when you're healed, you're healthy. When you're healed in your mind, your body, and your spirit, then you are healthy. Then you will do things that will keep your healing around.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk to that part of you that is in spirit and mind and body, because throughout the month we're going to have some great people who will deal with your health, who will give you some practical tips about how to better serve your body. But I want to take a little time, and Shauna and I prayed before this particular show today, and it's not something I do often, is
mm-hmm.
it? In fact, I'm prayerful, but no, I stopped to pray because I felt something so necessary and urgent to speak to you about when it comes to your health. You know, and your health is to get you to a place of completeness and wholeness. And many of us, we don't understand that. So I'm going to just define for you a few definitions. Some came from the World Health Organization, kind of those kinds of things. And the word health means free. I love that, to be free from something, just to have some liberty and freedom, just to be without and lacking no thing. I can just stop there for you. So the definition of health means free from illness, pain, or injury. Now, that's good. You got to just taste that for a minute. I'm going to expand that definition with the World Health Organization that says it is being in a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, not merely the absence of disease or infirmity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of those words you're probably very familiar with. But again, I want to focus on heal, the word heal, because many of us, if we are experiencing this definition of health, meaning that means that you're free from illness, pain, or injury, all of those things, illness, whether it's mental illness, whether it's spiritual illness, whether it's physical illness in your body, if you're free from those things, we perceive them more to be those things that are external rather than internally. So that's why I want to move us to this place when we deal with who we are as a triangular, three-part being. We deal with our physical, our mental, and our spiritual. When those three are healed, because you know you got issues, right? When you look at yourself in the mirror and you see certain things that look unhealthy about you, then we have to go back to the root where we can get help and wholeness from, or healing from, whether it's emotional, whether it's physical, or whether it's spiritual. And it creates a whole person, because without being physically healthy, mentally healthy, remember that word health means to be free from illness, pain, or injury, but I like the part of being complete and being in a state of complete physical, mental, social well-being, or spiritual well-being, not just the absence of disease or infirmity. So what you're going to hear throughout this month is we're going to talk about, I'm a little distracted, we're going to begin to talk about health as a way of being in a state of complete physical, mental, spiritual, and social well-being in your life. So when I think of that triangle, I see the physical, I see the mental, I see the spiritual. On the inside of that, I see a social well-being. And the reason why I want you to see that picture is socially, you can't be all that you can be socially, has to do with relational. It is both your relationship with others as well as how you are relating to God. So now social has taken on a whole other meaning. You think Facebook when I say social. You think Twitter when I say social. You think LinkedIn, you may think Tumblr, you may think all of these other things, you know, Ning, whatever your social website is. That might be what you may think of social. We used to socially go out and connect with people because it actually created great opportunity in our lives. You know, it creates joy.
Mm-hmm.
It creates the physical response as well as the emotional and mental response of being in positive relationship with other people. So, again, that has to do with the triangle of your health. You know, you see the triangle, the food triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's trying to figure this thing out. But I'm saying today we're going to talk about your triangular makeup. And that is that triangle of physical, mental, spiritual, and in the inside of that, we're in pursuit of social well-being. You're going to get this in just a minute when I say social well-being, because social has more to do with relationship to physical, relationship to mental, and relationship to spiritual.
Okay.
So now you got that. So I'm saying social well-being, it's a term that we can embrace because ultimately we want you to walk away today feeling socially well so that you can begin to pursue the evidence of a healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
And the evidence, according to that definition, is free from illness, free from pain, free from injury in your life, being in a state of complete physical, mental, spiritual, and social well-being, leading to that place of being socially well. And being has to do with the the humanistic nature of who you are. And there are so many things that you are wrapped into today. So, boy, I got some good stuff for you. Now I might need to get me a little cough drop or something. But now, I know this looks crazy, people. You'll just hold on for 1 second because this is so good. I'm telling you, it's going to set a few people free today. You're going to be really impacted and empowered to love who you are. So that I can get my voice together, I'm going to take just a short break, and I'm going to be right back.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy. Today's topic, manage opportunity.
Have you ever been given a project and you had that thought, why are they giving this to me? You should see that new assignment as an opportunity to shine. An opportunity is defined as a favorable combination of circumstances, time, and place. And when we manage every opportunity, regardless of its significance, it will provide a chance or an opening for something greater to occur in your life. So manage your opportunities well. The rewards will be worth it.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Brought to you by the world's largest DoubleTree Resort, Spa, and Hotel on International Drive in Orlando. Plan a conference or bring your family to relax and enjoy a place where you are celebrated and accommodated. African American owned, DoubleTree Resort and Spa, International Drive, Orlando, Florida. Visit DoubleTreeOrlandoIDrive.com. Call 407-352-1100.
All right, everybody, welcome back. For those who are watching me, you know, I was doing whatever is necessary, you know, by any means necessary. So I want to thank you for coming back. Boy, I have got to do this, so you bear with my cough. You bear with me because this is going to be so good. Again, I want you to call somebody, tweet somebody, Facebook, whatever your social sites are, because today that's what we're talking about. We're talking about being healed physically, mentally, spiritually, and socially. So this is going to be some great information on today as our master coach kind of pulls it together. You know what? You stick with us, and we just believe today that regardless of what you may see now, you're going to walk away from this call on today being socially healed. So back to you, Coach Anna.
All right, let me try this again because I have some great stuff to talk to you about. And all of you are saying, Lord, heal Anna right now. Heal her now. Please heal her. Lord, heal me.
Oh, yes.
Be right. You know, that was from the result of
doing too much landscaping at one time and breathing in all of the particles of the earth. You know, I did not subdue it, okay? I did not have dominion over that yard. So now I'm suffering from that, but I want you to just stay with me because I'm going to go there. I'm going to just go there. So I want you to see that triangle. Man, this is good. I am so sorry that I cannot do this with excellence today. So just forgive me because I want to be here with you today, but I'm sorry I can't do this with excellence without this challenge. So, Father, I thank you right now for just healing in my own body. Restore in my body. Body be right so that I can move forward with this message today. Because I know it's going to bless you as it has already blessed me. When we talk about being an agent of power, and that's what this is about, healthy power. And being an agent of power in our own lives. So I got you to thinking about that triangle of physical, mental, and spirit. And I want you to walk away today, not that you'll have it all, but that you're going to have a different perspective about who you are. You're going to have more power to be able to overcome in each of the areas that we've just talked about. And therefore creating a more socially sound well-being about who you are. Throughout this month, we're going to have our WAN experts. Viola Davis will come. She will talk about some tips for you on how you can do some things, what you need to do. We're going to leave that in our hand. But spiritually today, I want to touch your heart about healing because the word heal is the root of health. We pursue an external reality of being healthy. Mm-hmm. But healing and health really starts from within. When we think about the word heal, there are two systems at work. What we're talking about, healthy power, we're in both of those systems. And you're going to hear today, I'm going to work in God's system. Viola will work in both God's system as well as the world system. The world system has created a system called health. It's a health system. You hear those words. Health system. You hear that, and I'm going to call that the health system or created system. And then we have the system of healing. Now, many of us perceive healing, as I said early in this show, and I'm just taking my time. So as I talk slower, I'm not having as much of a challenge. And maybe it's probably working in your favor. When we think about healing, and trust me, people, I don't know whether this is right or wrong. I just believe that I am talking out of the spirit of who I am, the spirit of God. In me is speaking to you today. And you know, I don't mind talking about God and giving him credit for my knowledge base because I don't have anything really without him. So when we think about healing, many of us are perceiving healing as a result of being bound or being, or feeling the, what we call symptoms of an unhealthy body, an unhealthy mind, or an unhealthy spirit. And so when we think about healing, healing is God's system because healing really starts through restoration. You know, when we were created in the image of God, mm-hmm. in his likeness. We were created in relationship, to be in relationship. Remember I told you about the word social well-being has to do with how you relate to God and how you are going to relate to others in your life or to relate to anything in your life. It is your social capacity. And I'm saying to you today, when we talk about healing, the root of this word has to do with relationship. Mm-hmm. It has to do with being in relationship with God. Because here is the issue. When you were created, or when we were created, we didn't have these issues. Maybe a year ago, you didn't have the issues that you might be facing. Maybe a year ago, you were not overweight, or maybe 10 or 20 years ago, you were not suffering from whatever you're suffering from today.
Mm.
And so when I talk about this word heal, to heal is to restore something. To heal, again, is to restore something. So when we're talking about healthy power this month, we're talking about restoration, really, in God's system. And God's system has to do with relationship. So what you see as it relates to your healthy system in the world, that you, when you see your health manifested, then all of a sudden you're going to determine whether you need healing or whether you are indeed healthy, according to this definition, which means free from illness, free from pain, free from injury, being in a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being. That is the place of healing. That when you can be healed, you can be what? Healthy. If you are not healed and you're seeing the evidence of an unhealthy body, mind, or spirit, then we go back to the root of healing. And the root of healing, again, is relationship. Many of us want to see the evidence of healing in our lives, but I must ask you, what is your relationship to the healer? You can go to the doctor all day long. You can go and get all the treatment, and it will take care of some things, just like I'm coughing today. These are what we perceive as just, this is what happens, you know. You got to deal with all this sickness and disease. You have to deal with coughing. You have to deal with illnesses. You have to deal with all of these. But when it comes to health, we have to go back to the root of restoration. And so anytime that there is restoration required, we need healing, whether it's, again, physical, spiritual, or mental. And when we think about it, is a restoration, really, of brokenness. Something is broken, whether it's a broken relationship with God, whether it is a broken relationship with something physical or mental in your body, something is broken. Right now, I am not functioning at full capacity, so there is a brokenness here, whether it is physical, spiritual, or mental. I can see the evidence of it in a physical way, okay? And that is, I need something, I think, to help me to manage the coughing, to manage. Well, all I'm doing is really trying to manage my physical body until I get my evidence that I am completely healed, completely restored to a body that does not struggle with coughing, a body that does not struggle with breathing, a body that does not struggle with what we call being stuffed up. So I'm waiting to be what? Restored from this brokenness. Because I ain't working the way I was working a week ago. Now I can go back to my activity in my life to determine, and this is where I'm going to take you. I can go back to my activity, and activity is action. The actions I was taking a week ago that probably put me in this position today. And that those actions were engaging and participating and interacting with trees and plants and flowers and who are full of pollens and all sorts of things. And I thought, without taking any precaution, without using any wisdom, my body, I'm not used to that, people. You know, I'm just not used to doing that. And I was doing it for days on end. And ultimately, I probably would have been more wiser to take a put something on my face or a breathing apparatus to make sure that I was not inhaling all of those allergens into my system. Now, I'm saying that to you because it takes us to the place where Viola and some of our other experts are going to talk about, and it takes us to our actions. So when I talk about that triangular expression of who you are physically, mentally, and spiritually, in order to obtain a social well-being, a relationship with your body, a relationship with your spirit, a relationship with your mind about who you are, this healthy relationship of who you are, then ultimately, you know, it does have to do with your actions. So now, in order to get to a place of completeness and wholeness, which is healing, is to restore anything that was broken. It is to restore anything that's out of order. Healing is the restoration of earthly relationship. It is the restoration of stewardship, and it's also the restoration of fellowship with God. Now, I just identified a couple things for you. One, I just dealt with your spirit man when it comes to healing and health. The restoration of fellowship with God. Are you fully persuaded? Are you fully confident that you are created in His image and that you walk with God? See, you can't walk with God and not be healed. That means to be in relationship, to relate with Him. He is the God who wants to heal you. Why? Because healing has to do with wholeness, completeness, relationship. So to be healed in spirit, you need to be in fellowship with God. So the question again is simple. Are you fully persuaded? Are you fully confident that you are created in His image and that you walk with God? So that you can walk in complete wholeness in your life. When you know that God is with you, why would He fail you? Why would He want to live in a broken body? Why wouldn't He want to heal your physical body? Not to mention heal your spiritual man, heal your mental by the renewing of your mind. If you are fully persuaded, if you are healed in your fellowship with God, that first part of spirit is about fellowship with God. The next part is to restore the earthly relationships that we have. When we think about life is about relationship, people. You think it's about a whole lot of things. But ultimately, no matter what you know, no matter what you do, no matter how much knowledge you have, it is empty without someone else. If you have no one to share it with, no one to teach, no one to lead, no one to direct, you got nothing. Shauna and I had an opportunity, just to show you how this works, Shauna and I had an opportunity to go to South Africa a year ago at this time. We were touring Robben's Island, where Mandela was kept for 26 years. No, I'm sorry, he was kept there 18 years. But we were touring that place. At the time that Mandela came in, that was a professor. You remember the professor who came in? And I can't remember his name. There's not much attention on him, but he also was a freedom fighter who came in at the time that Mandela came in. And when Mandela came in, they actually got all of the political prisoners, those who were trying to heal people in their mind by bringing and restoring relationship of knowledge, experience, those things of who you are, trying to rebuild and restore their identity, that you are greater than this, that we don't deserve this. But during that time, there was a professor who was also brought in at the same time. So what started to occur the first few years he was there, Mandela, this professor, and several others. They would come together. They would begin to share knowledge. Then all of a sudden, something happened. They were transforming even the prisoners in this environment. The prison guards, the prison system, did not like the fact that these men were in prison physically, but they were not imprisoned in their minds mm-hmm. because they were whole. So they started to separate them. And they put him, they separated Mandela, they separated this professor, they built a separate entity, a separate structure, which we saw, to put this professor in. And this man was a prolific communicator, writer, author. He had to communicate. He was born to communicate. He was born to be social. They put him in a place where no longer he could relate. He could relate physically. He could not relate spiritually with anyone else who can confirm his reality. And ultimately, he could not relate mentally to establish the thoughts and the ideas. And remember I said, the only reason I'm telling you the story, life is about relationships. You cannot live alone. Studies have been done of putting people in solitary confinement, brilliant people, personality-driven people, people who never did anything just out of experiment, because the relationship is now cut off from someone else. If he would have just had one person, he probably would have lived beyond the 6 years that he survived in that place. But he was cut off. Now he was broken. Do you see the difference? You see what's happening here? Broken physically, mentally, and spiritually. They put him in solitary confinement. Within 4 years, he died. Just died. Why? You can't afford to be broken. You can't afford. Are you hearing? I know you're hearing this spiritually, but I just heard this very physically. When you go to a doctor and you have a disease, you're already broken. Something has already happened. And then they tell you the result of brokenness. The result of brokenness is you only have 6 months to live. You only have 3 months. You're in stage four of this because it's broken. So when you think about health moving forward today, you can no longer see your health just dealing with the symptoms of your life. You're going to have to go back and start to look at your fellowship with God. I don't care who your God is, really, whoever you think he is, but it's a necessary component in your life to be in fellowship with God. I know who my God is. I know who I serve. But in order to be healthy in mind, spirit, and body, you need to be in relationship. You think it's just the fact that, you know, you're eating or you're exercising. You couldn't do any of those things if you didn't have relationship. And so to be healed, you must have restored relationships. Restored relationships with your fellowship with God. The question is simple. Are you fully confident? Are you fully persuaded that you walk with God and that you are created in the image of God? And your answer ought to be yes. And if it's not yes, then that is the brokenness. Those are the areas that are severing and causing you to be unhealthy. We've talked about last month, decluttering your spirit, unforgiveness, anger, all of those things can cause your relationship to be unhealthy with God, meaning that it can separate your fellowship with him. So then you start to experience physical aspects or manifestations of unhealthy fellowship with God. That means you're not free from illness, sickness, pain, disease, mentally, spiritually, or physically. And you will start to see the evidence manifest in your life. The next one is that when we think about that triangle of being a social, of a complete person, I want you to go back and look at your relationships, your earthly relationships. What needs to be restored? I cannot tell you how many people I talk to. They're bitter, they're angry, they're broken. And what is healing? Healing is about restoring what? Brokenness. A broken arm, a broken leg, a broken nerve, a broken brain, a broken hand. Something's broken. A broken heart. Listen how we use the word broken. Why? Because I need to be healed. I need to be restored. I need to be reconnected. I need to know that this is okay. If you are a person in broken relationships, and you know those relationships exist around you, they're going to continue to eat at your heart. Your spirit man will not be whole. It will not be complete. Perhaps you'll find yourself doing all sorts of things. And maybe the manifestation is overeating. Maybe the manifestation is a poor self-esteem. Because of the pressure of this, you know, you've been dis-esteemed. Your self-dis-esteem. You have self-disrespect or self-dis-esteem for yourself. You don't esteem yourself. God tremendously esteems us as human beings in whatever condition you're in, but he gives us the opportunity to be in restored relationship, to unbreak this relationship, to make sure that it's solid, that it's complete, that it's restored fellowship with him. So now I'm going to encourage you today that as we start to work on some of the outer fruit of unhealthiness in your life, we want to make sure the inner fruit is whole and complete, that the root of who you are is whole, because it matters what your roots look like. You know, you can paint pretty leaves on your tree, and we would be impressed. You see it all the time. You watch it in movies. You watch it in scenes, and you say, oh, that is so pretty. You see it at weddings, sitting on a table in a centerpiece, and it all looks pretty, but it has no root. Leave it there for a few days. It's going quickly. I had an opportunity to repurpose some plants, and I'm praying over them plants and hoping, Lord, heal them. Heal them, restore them. That's all I'm asking, just restore them. And so when you think about your health today, I want you to think about restoration in any area of your life that needs what? Healing. So that it can manifest a healthiness in your life, relationally, fellowship with God. And then thirdly, this is where, you know, when you think about your relationships with earthly people, earthly things, if it's out of order, it needs to be restored. It needs to be healed in some form or fashion. The last one that, when we think about that restoration of that triangular man, I want you to think about stewardship. Now, this is a really big umbrella because there must be a restoration of stewardship. In Genesis 1:26, he created male and female. When he created us, he blew the breath of life into us. He gave us a spirit. Then he gave us direction. He gave us direction to have dominion and to rule over. And a steward is one who can rule over, one who can care, one who can manage, one who can, you know, sort this thing out. You can command this thing. And so you are a steward. And so when we think about healing, your stewardship must be restored. Because what I'm about to tell you when it comes to your body, and many of us are fighting the battle, we're trying to figure it out, but I want to encourage you that if you have relationship with God, fellowship with God, if you've gone back, restored relationship with people and earthly things in your life, whatever's broken must be restored. You must be a person who can walk in restoration. That is healing. Because if you don't, you will suffer. You call it a bunch of things. Might be depression. Might be unhappiness. It may be doubt, maybe unbelief. That's what you call relationships. Or it may be betrayal. It might be just anything, but it all has to stem with relationship. Mm-hmm. I was in a relationship with someone. I heard this author on Gail King's show talking about, I knew it was over when. I hope you know it's over when you heard this message today, that when it comes to your body, you know it's over, whatever you've been thinking, you know it's over, that it's not in your capacity. It's not in your power. It is about your relationship. And I heard this author talk about, this is a relationship. Mm-hmm. When I say to you, you knew it was over, I want you to think about every relationship you've ever been in. Mm-hmm. You can probably almost think of the incident, the moment, the conversation, the action that was taken when you knew it was over. You could have stayed in it and stayed with the same mindset that this is going to work out when you know it was over. You probably know that time. I began to do a little inventory on my own life when I heard them talking about this, about relationship. And how are you healed? You got to be healed even out of broken relationships in order to be successful in the next. To have healthy relationships, you got to face up, okay? So I knew it was over. I started thinking about these relationships long, long ago, people. One of my first relationships, you know, I was in high school. We can talk about it. Well, actually, let me go back to junior high school. I'm going to go back to junior high school. Young man by the name of Von Brown. He's since passed on. He's with the Lord. We were in seniors in high school. He passed on to be with the Lord. But we were the best buddies from kindergarten, you know, till junior high school. And we were best buddies. Then we were best friends. Then we became girlfriend, boyfriend about the seventh grade. But I knew it was over when I went to the dance and he was dancing with another girl. Do you hear what I'm saying, people? I knew it was over. I knew that this relationship would never be the same, that it was a broken relationship. Now, we fixed that relationship, you know, in the sense of just being friends, but I knew that was over. I knew the way I looked at him forevermore had changed. When you think about healing, healing has that kind of power, too. You know it's over. You know something's broken, but you also know when it's fixed. Mm-hmm. You know the day and the hour when it's fixed. When I got to high school, another young man, I was dating as a freshman. Well, you call that dating. I don't really know if it's dating, but you call it dating. Because one day you like boyfriends and girlfriends. Mm-hmm. I knew it was over when I saw him walking down my hall with another girl. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't me. Okay, I knew it was over. The relationship was broken. But guess what? That relationship was fixed. Mm-hmm. Moved on. We were able to heal that relationship. So when you think about it, I had an opportunity not just a couple weeks ago to see my ex-husband. Some of you may not have known I was married more than once, but I was married for a blink eye, just a quick second, to a great guy. I think he's just a wonderful man. I wish nothing but the highest possible good to happen in his life. And see, that's when I knew I was healed. Mm-hmm. I was restored. I could move forward. That I could be in his presence and still say, I love you and I want the highest possible good mm-hmm. for your life. Mm-hmm. Now I can move on. It's cool. We can be in the same room and still be okay. Mm-hmm. My husband and his ex-wife, we can be in the same room, and it's okay. Mm-hmm. He has a daughter. She has remained in our lives. She is a part of this picture. So he has to be able to be comfortable enough to say it's okay. Mm-hmm. So there's healing so we can have a prosperous relationship. Mm-hmm. So when you think about your life, I want you to think about those relationships. The last thing is stewardship. And this is where I'm going to get into being an agent of power and bringing this to a place of stewardship in your life. There are a couple of reasons why we want to restore stewardship. Stewardship is that dominion that God has given you to command over, to domain, even over your own body. And this is where most of us struggle. We'll be okay emotionally. We'll be okay in connecting with someone. We'll be okay in our relationship. We expect people just to accept our physical bodies right where we are. And I'm saying there's nothing wrong with there. There is no judgment here. But I want to help you understand so that you can be healthy in being in a state of complete physical, mental, spiritual, social well-being. Mm. Remember that social well-being is how we're relating to what? Our physical, mental, and spirit. How are we relating to the relationship with our fellowship with God? Are you fully persuaded? Are you fully confident that you are created in His image? Because if you really, really believe that, ladies, this is going to bless your life. Mm. Because most of you think that the image that you are is your own, that you are the one that for some reason that you could, the body that you've been given, somehow you have power over it. And I'm saying your power is diminished today from this discussion because you have only been given stewardship. And so it is necessary when I say as an agent of power that the first thing that we've been talking about is honor. To honor your body. And you've got to honor your body. And a couple of reasons why you want to honor your body is that you want to value your body because you just, if you've agreed with me, then you're fully persuaded that you were created in the image of God and that you walk with God. I want you to look in that mirror and ask yourself, God, do you like me? Do you like my body? Do you like who I am? And I'm going to tell you this, lady, is that God so esteems you. No matter where you are today, He so loves you. And He so wants you to know that your body is not your own. But you have been treating it like it belongs to you. And you're just the steward of that body. In order to do what you've been created to do, whatever that purpose is, whatever that destiny is for you, you are a steward over that body. And when you think about if you're in relationship, and I know many of our women are in relationship with God, so we don't have a problem talking about spiritual things here on Woman Act Now Radio because many of us, we are professed believers, professed disciples and followers of Christ. So if that is who you think you are, this is really going to hit you hard because you are simply a steward of the body that He has given you. The body is a tool, people. It is a tool that is to be used for the highest possible purposes of God and for your destiny. God has given you some opportunities for some great pleasures, and that's wonderful. That's the kind of God He is. He's just that kind of God. He's just loving. He's just kind. He's going to throw in a couple of things for you just to enjoy. He doesn't mind. But the word is so powerful because it even says, first of all, our bodies belong to God. Then when we get married, God tells us the body you thought was yours isn't even yours. It's your mate. Do you see what I'm saying? Because why, people? Because He's letting you know it doesn't belong to you. He's just trying to get you to steward this body, to have command over, to care for it properly. So with that in mind, I want you to value your body. I want you to honor your body. I want you to be a good steward over your body. And this is the one that is so powerful. Do not let anyone disrespect your body. And that's your physical body, whether it's criticizing you, whether it's abuse or hurt, or whether they're trying to use your body as an object. Don't let anyone disrespect you because your body is so esteemed by God. And He really expects you to be a steward over it. The reason why you've got to honor that body, because if you are indeed a disciple, you have to disciple up. And what that means, when He talks about being a disciple, this is really being immersed with this walk. I ask you, if you're in fellowship with God, then you've got work to do. Not just your own thing, sister girl. You've got work to do, I said. Are you confident? Are you fully persuaded that you're walking with God? Then if that's the case, then God's got some lessons to teach you. He wants to immerse you in who He is. And in doing so, He's discipling you up. And your body can't be the tool that you use, not even the enemy, that you use to keep you from where God wants you to be.
Mm.
So many of you, you think you're called to do something, you're anointed to do something, you've been called for a purpose, but you won't steward your body. And he's given you what you need to do it. And that's why I'm excited about Viola coming on, because she is a disciple, and she's going to tell you what he wants you to do.
Mm.
She's going to give you tools that are created, that are here to help us be better, what? Stewards of our body. Because to disciple up is simple, and this should just really, really touch your heart. To disciple up means that you have discipline, that you have self-control,
mm-hmm.
that you will let the lesser things die so that the greater ones may live, so that fellowship that you have, that your ability to walk with God. But here's the kicker about being a disciple. Is those disciples had to go with Jesus. They had to live with Jesus. They had to do with Jesus. They had to eat with Jesus. They had to run with Jesus. I'm running with Jesus a long time, and I ain't tired yet. You know, they had to do all this stuff. Why? Because they were discipling up. And Paul refers to discipling as being fit like an athlete. Athlete, run the race. He's not talking about just any race.
Mm.
This is based on the Greek things that were happening there, the games, how people trained themselves as a stellar athlete, as an Olympian, to be a disciple. And here you are, you professing him and saying he is Lord, but he's not Lord of that body.
Mm.
Oh, no, because you won't disciple up. So to be Lord of the body says that you've got to be fit to do. I was talking to a man that was in his late 70s. And he said, I just want to do what God tells me to do. And I said, well, Mr. Ray, you're going to have to disciple up. In whatever condition you are, no matter how old you are, you need to be in the best possible shape. You need to be fit like a stellar athlete at the age of 70-something. There is no excuse, because that is what a disciple does. That's why this challenge to walk 15 minutes, to walk 30 miles, the 15-minute, 30-mile challenge, you ought to be getting yourself ready. I was just, oh, I said, girl, we need to get out of here. But we had a little detour, but we're going to disciple up, because we want to be fit as a stellar athlete. I don't want my stewardship over my body to be the cause of me not being where God wants me to be, or being as effective and powerful in being able to do my business, in being able to be in my relationship with my husband, and being able to give birth to a dream that requires energy and power. I don't want to do it because I'm not fit like an athlete. The next one is that not only do you have to be fit like an athlete, you must also have a mind, have to be ready like a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I just took you one place, okay, and I'm trying to give you some leeway just being fit as an Olympian. Think about what's just occurred in our country, in Pakistan, with Osama bin Laden being captured and killed by soldiers. Can you even wrap your mind around that? What kind of training must they have endured?
Mm-hmm.
They endured physical training. They endured mental training.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certain they probably did some spiritual training so that they could be accurate, undaunted, just relentless to go and finish the assignment. But you can't be that kind of soldier. They said these are the most skillful soldiers in the world, these Navy SEALs. And this particular unit was the most skillful, most prepared. Whew. Just think about that. Could you have done it? Not without the proper training.
Mm-hmm.
So not without the proper stewardship over our bodies can we be fit like an athlete, focused, strategizing like a soldier, prepared like a soldier. Then the last example is a farmer. Paul uses a farmer. Now, we know a farmer, even in that time, he was an entrepreneur. He was a businessman. So when you think about being whole and complete and healthy and being able to take care of and steward what God has given you, you've got to disciple up, and to disciple up that, to be like that performer, you got to be willing to count the cost. Mm-hmm. Will you count the cost of the dream that God has placed in your heart? Will you count the cost of whatever it's going to take mm-hmm. to be the best you that you can be? You may not have a dream. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But can you disciple up in your daily walk and be a good steward, to be fit like a stellar athlete, to be focused and to strategize like a soldier, to be a person like a farmer who will count the cost, who will be wise, who will know how to transact the proper business, will know how to create the right systems. Come on, ladies. You want to be healthy? You got to restore. So you got to restore that place of stewardship in your life. Stewardship over your body, to be a good steward, to value your body. No matter where you are, it doesn't mean that that's where you're going to stay, because the more you believe this, the more you relate to this, then you're going to be able to walk in wholeness, in completeness, lacking nothing, meaning that oftentimes I'm amazed at how many people, when we think about stewardship of our bodies, we start to exercise. We all have battles. I mean, some people have open public battles with their weight. Some people, you know, we all face it. I didn't eat the right thing. It's not about you eating the right thing. It is about you being properly restored to this place of stewardship in your life, so that you might bring healing in this place of stewardship and knowing who you belong to. And that comes through that fellowship and that relationship with God. Your lenses are all of a sudden going to change, because there's a higher good. There's something that you're contending for, that you're struggling for, that you will fight for, that you will count the cost, that you will train for, because it isn't about you any longer. If God gave you children, he gave you gifts. He wants you here to take care of them. He wants you fit. He wants you focused. He wants you to count the cost of everything that you have to do in order to train them in the way that he would have you to do it. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about healthy, we have to be healed in order to manifest a healthy perspective, a healthy lifestyle, a healthy physical body, a healthy mental attitude, a healthy spirit. So I hope that I've been helpful to you today. So you have to spend time in these last couple of minutes. We have to spend time. We have to be fully present. We have to have that attitude of love and gratitude. And you've got to know just now, based on your stewardship expertise, because you are an expert restored to your proper position with God as a steward, as a person having dominion, you're an expert. You don't have to figure this out. All you have to do is ask the one you're walking with. If you're healed in that relationship, a fellowship with him, ask him, what do you want me to do? Should I eat this? He probably going to say, I don't know. No. Ask him. Who's scared to ask him? Because he's going to tell you the truth, and all you have to do, it has nothing to do with obedience. It has to do with stewardship. Choose it. Choose to be a higher, choose to take the higher road. Choose to be a better steward. Choose a more excellent way. So before I go, I know that some of you have been listening with us today. I want to hear, what's your feedback on today? What are you walking away with today? I see 214376. You can join us. Hello, are you there?
Coach, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi, Ross. How are you doing? And I have 7891156. Are you there? Okay, Ross, go ahead.
Hey, this is wonderful. My last episode of You Are God's Priority, I went to Proverbs 26, and that would just box my mind, being loyal to yourself, and that's what it's all about, to start with the inner man and take care of things. It's like having a water hose and you're trying to water the garden, and then somebody's playing games on you and they bend the hose and kink up the flow of the water. So when we go to the body, for what you said, for the areas that you've taught, we take care of mending all of the holes in the armor, and then we can be whole, fit, and well once again. So I'm real excited about the teaching and real excited how it's just coinciding and being in the community of like-minded women. So this is wonderful.
Thank you so much, Roz. And, you know, this has just been a real blessing to us because we prayed prior to this, and Shauna can attest to you about this message. Tell them about it, Shauna. Where did it come from?
It came from love,
yes. Because we really wanted you to be able to walk away with something spiritually today that we could build up on for the remaining portion of this month, that you can keep rechecking those areas of your healing. Because when we can be healed in those areas, guess what? You're going to manifest a healthy life, a healthy lifestyle, healthy relationships, healthy spirit. And ultimately, you know what? You're going to master being a person with a great social well-being, because your relationship physically, spiritually, and mentally is going to soar. And so we just want to thank you so much for joining us today. Anything else you want to share before we say good day and update them on what's coming up the pipe?
We want to encourage you to join us on next week. We'll be moving forward with our Monday's call, our 15 Minutes to Destiny. So we want to encourage you there. For those of you who are WAN members, be sure to check out this morning's prayer. It was awesome on gentleness, so you want to be sure to check that out. And as well as all of our news and updates for Woman Act Now are posted to the calendar in the homepage of the site, so you want to be certain to stay tuned to that. Check out all that's going on. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. Log us in as a favorite so that you can come back on next week, where one of our guests will be our own Do It Girl for the month, Viola, and I believe that Coach was talking about her on today. So you want to stay tuned for all that's coming with Woman Act Now. Know that you're loved and appreciated, and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.